My question relates to Ramadan. In many parts of the world, some Muslims start their fast 1 or 2 days earlier. And my question is, why is this so, given the fact that science has improved so much, we can determine the date when Ramadan should start? And is their fast valid at all?
You see, the Ramadan is related to the sighting of moon. And moon does not appear on the same date everywhere in the world. The moon horizon behaves differently from the sunsets and sunrises. They are fixed and there is no change whatsoever. So you can go by the dates related to sun very correctly and there is no difference. But when it comes to moon, then there are variable weights or dates. So that is why the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ السَّيَامَ شَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Whoever witnesses the month, he should begin to fast. Now this is particularly indicative of the changes which are possibly related to the sighting of moon. So whoever is in a country where moon is sighted, they should keep fast. But it is not essential, it's not in the plan of things for the month of Ramadan to begin all over the world on the same date. Right? So there's no harm. This is the part, this is the beauty of this. You know, sighting of the moon and desire that I should watch it, there's so much romance in it, isn't there? And also the sighting of the Eid moon, even children go to the top of their houses and search for the moon. So all that is so lovely. Why do you want to have it changed into a mechanical thing?
My question was probably a bit phrased wrongly. Even in countries like England, for instance, Muslims start fast different days.
Well, that is a different question.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Belonging to the country with the same horizon, you mean?
Yeah.
People fast differently and start the month differently. First of all, because I think they do not trust the witnesses belonging to other sects. So if people of their own sects have sighted the moon, then they would accept it as valid sighting. If others do it, they don't care, they don't bother. And because they have to say their prayers behind their own imams in their own specific mosque, so it doesn't create much difference for them. But it happens sometimes that the same mosque is occupied by people belonging to different sects and sometimes opposing sects. Then you see a lot of trouble begins because of this difference. And sometimes people fight in the mosque and the police enters and subdues the mobs and so on. So that's a very bad and poor sight. But we can't help it because this is how the mullahs are built. Right?
Yeah.